This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV. 5 topics in about 10 minutes for Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember, making sense of an insane world, Skywatch TV's next Defender Conference is available immediately. It is on now. Exposing the Darkness. Details on how you can get instant access to presentations and documentaries in full HD before the end of our program today. Topic number 5 today, the red trickle. The red wave didn't quite manifest as the polls had suggested they would. Even Democrats were nervous about this. And bear in mind, most national polls, political polls here in the U.S. tend to oversample Democrats. So what exactly happened? I recommend a really good piece by Peter Heck. He's a columnist at NotTheBee.com. This is from the founders and creators of the Babylon Bee, the brilliant and wickedly funny satire site. NotTheBee.com is devoted to news stories that you think are parody, but they're not really, because we're living in a world where things are happening that would have been unthinkable even 10 years ago. Anyway, so if you don't subscribe to the Babylon Bee and NotTheBee.com, you really should. Anyway, summarizing Peter Heck's analysis and adding my own, here are the takeaways. Yes, the United States really is this polarized. As difficult as it might be for us to accept, there really are people who are voting in favor of legalized abortion right up to the moment of and even beyond the moment of birth, and the sexualization, sterilization, and mutilation of our children based on the unscientific notion that you can be whatever flavor of 57 genders you imagine yourself to be, or that a child the age of 3 has the cognitive capacity to decide for the rest of their lives what they want to be. There are people who are actually in support of the elimination of free speech in the name of defending democracy. They fail to see the irony that eliminating freedom of speech in the name of diversity, equity, inclusion is neither diverse, equitable, or inclusive. And, an endless supply of free money, forgetting that the more money in circulation, the higher prices go. There are really a lot of people voting that way. The second takeaway here is it was a bad night for Donald Trump. I mean, candidates that he backed really underperformed. Case in point, especially in Pennsylvania, where Dr. Mehmet Oz was defeated by John Fetterman, a man who suffered a stroke so serious this spring that he literally cannot process auditory signals. In other words, he literally, and this is not me being mean, this is admitted by his campaign, he actually cannot understand what people say to him. He can't process auditory signals. This is an after effect of the stroke. He had to have a teleprompter transcribing questions for him in real time during the one debate that he agreed to with Dr. Oz, and yet suggesting that somebody who cannot understand words or sentences is unfit for public office is, according to the corporate media, ableist, and that Fetterman was stunning and brave for staying in the race, even though he is clearly not qualified, and yet he was voted into office by Pennsylvania. Of course, here in Missouri, we have no room to talk. 22 years ago, we elected a man who just died to the United States Senate. So anyway... the irony here, again, the being liberal means never seeing the irony in your own positions or not caring that you're being hypocritical, because the people who criticized any question of Fetterman's fitness to hold office were the same people who wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump from the White House on the grounds that he was not cognitively fit to be president. Another takeaway. Interestingly, Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke, both of whom were Democrat rock stars in the eyes of the media just, well, a week ago, both lost their races for governor in Georgia and in Texas. Abrams is now a two-time loser to Brian Kemp in Georgia. O'Rourke has now lost races for Senate, governor, and the Democrat candidacy for president. And donors to their campaigns have literally wasted hundreds of millions of dollars in donations for no return at all on their investment. Another takeaway, assuming Republicans pull out a slim majority in the House, that means gridlock in Washington, D.C., and that's probably a good thing, because the less the federal government can do, the less opportunity it has to interfere in our daily lives. And besides, if Democrats hold on to a shred of control in Congress, and it looks like they may pull out a slim majority in the Senate, they'll take the blame from independent voters in 2024 for the economic downturn that is about to hit. Do I believe that the results that came out Tuesday night are legitimate? Did they really turn out to be this different from what the pre-election polls indicated? Come on, I'm from Chicago. But this happened. And the thing we as Christians need to remember that today, as we live and breathe, God is still on his throne. And he allowed this for his purposes. Our mission is still the same. It's unchanged. And we must remember that we are citizens first and foremost of a kingdom, and that we are ambassadors for our king. So regardless of who holds the White House, let's go out there and serve him. Topic number four, the economy. Things are, in fact, slowing down. Latest indicators coming from FedEx and Danish shipping giant Maersk, both of them issuing warnings that a downturn in demand for shipping, basically moving cargo, indicates the economy globally is about to really slow down. FedEx CFO Michael Lentz told an audience at a conference Tuesday that the company has reduced flights and is parking some planes to cut costs because there's no need for their delivery services or as many of them. Meanwhile, Maersk, the world's largest owner of shipping container ships, rather, lowered its outlook for the growth of 2022 container demand and predicts that 2023 will be worse. That is, worse might even be worse than worse. This chart behind me shows the Manufacturers Purchasing Managers Index. Manufacturers Purchasing Managers Index, which is an indicator of economic activity, it has now dropped to the slowest growth in factory activity that we've seen since the second quarter of 2020, which, of course, as you know, was the COVID crash. Topic number three, pushing Ukraine. White House now privately urging the government of Ukraine to be open to negotiating with Russia. This follows Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky saying he will never negotiate with Russia as long as Putin is in power. The Biden administration appears to be trying to nuance this behind-the-scenes nudge of Zelensky as not a compromise, but just better optics to so that Ukraine maintains the moral high ground. But privately, it appears that President Biden and his team have finally grasped the fact that for most Americans, the economy is more of a priority than making sure that Ukraine wins, whatever that looks like, at all costs. By the way, while this is going on, multiple reports indicate that the world's largest nuclear submarine, the USS Rhode Island, has entered the Mediterranean and is headed for the Black Sea. No doubt a message to Russia. Topic number two, Syria. As long as we're talking about wars and rumors thereof, the U.S.-led international coalition, essentially U.S. plus some local militia, are building a new military base in northeastern Syria. Surprise, President Obama said we would never have boots on the ground in Syria, and here we are 10 years later with boots on the ground in Syria, and in fact building another military base. Local sources said that a convoy of U.S. forces, including several armored military vehicles, arrived in the former ISIS capital of Raqqa as part of preparations to build this new base. 28 military sites now operated by the United States inside Syria. When you look at their locations, they appear to build a defensive ring around Syria's fields of oil and natural gas. Coming up, Zoom meetings in your car. What can possibly go wrong? That's next on 5 and 10.
So the warfare is expanding, folks, in our midst. We can talk about all kinds of things these days. Nephilim and aliens and all of these things. And I go, okay, but there's something right in front of us, pressing right now, impacting our children, our youth, impacting the adults in the church, and it's turning people into zombies, and we need to wake up. We need to walk in ultimate reality. Ultimately, it boils down to this. It's the same thing going back to what happened to me when I got saved. Why did I leave those things behind? Because suddenly I opened my eyes and I saw reality. And one of the biggies was I recognized that there is a day of judgment. There is a hell. There is eternal consequences. And so as the church reclaims the fear of the Lord, and we can't pass on the fear of the Lord to others unless we're walking in it ourselves. Satan is stepping in. He's using technology. He's using media. He's using chemicals and drugs. He's using false spirituality. He's using everything he can, again, to cause society to be that society that's just walking off a cliff. I think this is actually an issue that is emerging as one of the premier issues at the forefront of pastoral ministry in the days that we're living in.
Item number one today is, if business meetings weren't painful enough, just imagine not even being able to use traffic as an excuse to get out of them. If you drive a Tesla, you will soon be able to zoom into your remote meeting while you're behind the wheel. This is according to Zoom, which announced the news during its Zoomtopia 2022 event earlier this week. Feature's been long in the making. Somebody suggested it 2 years ago, April of 2020, when we were all told to stay home. Hey, wouldn't it be great if you could Zoom into a meeting while you're driving? Okay, Zoom was open to the idea, and now Tesla has confirmed it will be putting the feature into forthcoming models of the Tesla. I mean, yeah, okay, they're self-driving vehicles. Somewhat. Again, I ask, what can possibly go wrong? Skywatch TV's virtual conference Exposing the Darkness is on now. You can get instant access to these presentations in full HD. Tom Horn's presentation on the angel of death and its influence on our culture. Eye-opening. Dr. Judd Burton explaining why Caesarea Philippi, the Grotto of Pan, is so important. Why we as Christians pay attention to this bit of history where Jesus asked Peter, "Who do you say that I am?" Pastor Doug Van Dorn, a couple of fascinating presentations on astral prophecy and also serpent mounds. Much more. Get a complete look at all of the speakers for this conference, and as a free added bonus, all six Skywatch TV feature-length documentary films, including the most recent, the fascinating Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, which is based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Take advantage of it now. You get free access, or you get access, full access, I should say, through February 4th. You set the conference schedule. Watch what you want to watch in the order you choose to watch it. More information and registration at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. Skywatch TV is asking for your help for Whispering Ponies Ranch. This is where we, through your donations, make available the ranch at no charge to Royal Family Kids. That's a ministry that works with children in foster care. We're adding features every year, and now as an added addition to Pony Gulch, the western town that's been built on site, we want to add a train to take them through from the ranch down through this this new area. Your support will make this possible. Tom Horn, Nita Horn, Joe Horn, they explain exactly what this is all about and how you can be a part of making it reality on this week's broadcast program. You'll find our broadcast schedule at skywatchtv.com/channels. But of course, you set the schedule if you've got the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV. Either one of those set-top boxes, we've got an app for that. It's free, gets you all of our video content, or you can use our free mobile app, which brings all of our video content, plus important news 3 times a week, updates 3 times a week, a calendar of our upcoming events, and more right to the palm of your hand. And then if you've got a relatively recent smart TV, probably compatible with Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, you can watch the videos on the big screen without any wires. The mobile app is free. It's available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. And we have links to their app stores at skywatchtv.com. You'll see the link in the top menu bar. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.